Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today, we're going to dig into a paper and see what it actually changes for people building or using AI. The paper we're looking at today is titled Learning Query-Aware Budget Tier Routing for Runtime Agent Memory. In plain terms, it proposes a smarter way for AI agents to decide which memories to pull in and how much of them when you've got strict limits on context length, cost, or latency, so the most relevant stuff shows up without blowing the budget. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, agent memory gets noisy fast. Take a support assistant. You've got 18 months of Zendesk threads, internal runbooks, and product change logs. If you dump all of that into context, you hit token caps, latency spikes, and your cost per conversation shoots up. Even with bigger context windows, you're paying a lot to include irrelevant paragraphs, and the model still trips over outdated or duplicate snippets. Another example is a sales assistant. A rep asks for the top three talking points for a repeat customer, but the agent surfaces a generic onboarding doc or last year's pricing because naive top K matching doesn't understand intent or freshness. Or in analytics, an agent confuses two similar metric definitions and answers confidently but wrong. Then humans spend five more turns correcting it. What breaks is trust and speed. Users get extra back and forths, managers slap on hard token caps, and the model loses the critical facts. What we need is routing that respects a budget and prioritizes the must-have memory. Sometimes that's just two recent notes. Other times, it's the canonical spec plus a short incident timeline. Right now, teams are faking that with brittle heuristics. It works until it doesn't.
So if I sum that up, the pain isn't we have no memory, it's we have too much, and it's not prioritized under tight token and cost limits, which leads to wrong answers and bloated chats. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two big drivers. First, memory has exploded. Agents now juggle long chat histories, document stores, tool logs, and user profiles. Simple top K retrieval can't balance recency, authority, and diversity, so you either over-include junk or miss the one critical snippet. Second, scale and cost. Even with 100K to 200K token windows, shoving everything in is slow and expensive, and quality actually drops if you pack the prompt with irrelevant text. A query-aware, budget-tier approach says, given this question, how much can I afford to read, and from which memory types? That controls both dollars and latency while improving relevance. It's also showing up now because we finally have the telemetry to train it. Logs that reveal which chunks were useful, plus evaluation pipelines to measure task success. And at runtime, teams care about per-turn budgets. They might need answers under 1-2 seconds across thousands of daily calls. So smarter routing isn't a nice-to-have. It's becoming the only way to keep agents fast, accurate, and affordable as memory keeps growing. At a technical level, the paper proposes a learned router that sits inside the retrieval layer of an agent. When a user query comes in, the router predicts two things: which budget tier we should operate under for this turn, and which memory sources deserve that budget. Budget here means tokens, time, and cost. Based on that decision, the system allocates, say, a tiny budget to just chat history, or a medium budget split between recent notes and a canonical doc, or a large budget that also pulls a short incident timeline. It then fetches only the top items that fit inside that tier's cap and hands them to the LLM. Compared to what people do now, static recency rules, naive embedding top K across everything, or an LRU cache on chat, this is intent-sensitive and budget-aware. The novelty is using the query to route both how much to retrieve and from where, so you don't overstuff the prompt when you don't need to, and you don't miss critical context when you do.
Basically, it's a traffic cop in front of your memory. It looks at the question, decides how big a lane you can afford, and which on-ramps to open so only the right cars get through. Jamie, put differently, what's a budget tier in plain terms?
Think of three preset modes: small, medium, large. Small might allow 300 tokens total and prefer the last few messages. Medium might allow 1,000 tokens and split them across recent notes and a key reference doc. Large might allow 2,000 and add a short history or timeline. The router picks the mode per query and then enforces those token and source allocations, so we stay within time and cost constraints.
Got it. It's not just how much, it's also from where, and it's automatically chosen per question. Mark, what would this change in actual usage?
In a support team, the first thing you notice is fewer bloated answers. Picture an agent inside Zendesk. You hit summarize customer history and propose next step before it pulled 5 random chunks from a giant vector store and a long chat log, half irrelevant. Now the router sees it's a triage question, chooses the small or medium tier, and grabs the last 2 tickets, the most recent incident note, and the 1 page from the runbook that matches the product tag. On screen, you get a tight summary with the exact steps, not a wall of text. The back and forth drops because the first reply already cites the right snippets. And latency is predictable because you don't accidentally load a novel into the prompt.
So the user gets a focused, first-try answer instead of wading through history. Let's step it up. Imagine a more complex workflow, quarterly renewals, or a multi-agent handoff. Mark, how would this look when different memory types have to play nice together?
Take a renewal playbook across sales, success, and support. You've got tasks in a planner, long PDF contracts, and short customer notes. Early in the workflow, you ask, what risks should I prep for this QBR? The router goes medium tier and prioritizes success notes and last quarter's action items, not the whole contract. Later, when you draft the proposal, you switch to a large tier that allocates most tokens to contract clauses, plus a tiny slice for recent tickets. If a teammate asks, any blockers since last call? The router goes small and only fetches the latest 2 task updates. In a multi-agent setup, each agent can declare its preferred sources per intent, but the router still enforces a global cap so nobody blows the budget. From the user's side, you just see answers that feel aware of context without lag.
Jamie, connect that to the mechanics for us. How does the system decide those tier cutoffs and split the tokens across sources? And what does it do under the hood to keep latency and API calls under control?
Under the hood, there's a lightweight classifier that maps the query, plus a bit of session metadata, to a tier. Each tier has a token budget and a per-source allocation, like 60% to authoritative docs, 30% to recent notes, 10% to chat. Retrieval then runs per source, parallel embedding searches, possibly re-ranked with a small cross-encoder or recency freshness boosts, and the results are merged under the budget cap. Latency stays reasonable because the router is tiny, tens of milliseconds, and the searches are parallel. The LLM sees fewer higher quality tokens, which usually cuts total API cost. Training-wise, they frame routing as supervised learning using logs that indicate which memories improve the answer. You can imagine fine-tuning with task success signals later. Memory is chunked into consistent sizes with metadata. Source, timestamp, doc authority, so the router and re-rankers can weight them. There's also a trade-off. Pre-compute embeddings and some per-chunk features offline to keep runtime fast and limit online work to the routing and final merge.
That's clear. For people listening in their car, it classifies the question, divvies up a fixed token pie across the right shelves, and fetches only the top bytes from each shelf. Jamie, on the interface side, what should teams expect? A toggle, an explanation of what got pulled, anything like that.
A couple of pragmatic touches help. First, a per-turn budget toggle, auto, small, medium, large, with auto being the learned router. Second, a why this context panel that lists memory items grouped by tier and source with timestamps, so users can spot a bad pull. Third, soft limits you can nudge. For example, allow the router to borrow tokens from chat history if a doc is especially relevant, and logs that record the tier decision and selected items, so you can audit and improve the router over time.
Mark, day 1 versus week 2. What would users and admins actually notice with this in place?
Day 1, people notice replies get shorter and more on point, and the why this context panel builds trust. They can click through the exact note or doc page. Admins see costs flatten because nobody is accidentally slamming the big context window on simple questions. By week 2, teams start leaning on auto for most turns, and power users flip to large only when drafting long proposals. We also update our note-taking template. clear titles and timestamps, because the router rewards clean metadata. Net effect, fewer clarifying questions, fewer escalations, and a steadier latency profile during peak hours.
Jamie, quick reality check before we wrap. What are the prerequisites to make this router work? What assumptions it makes, where it can break, and what the authors point to as next steps?
You need training data that links queries to helpful memories. Concretely, logs where you can label which chunks actually improved the answer versus noise. The router also assumes the query has enough signal. If someone types help with no context, routing is guesswork. Memory must be chunked consistently with metadata like source type, timestamps, and authority scores, because allocations are per source and often weight freshness. There's a small compute cost. A lightweight classifier plus parallel retrievals add tens of milliseconds, usually offset by fetching fewer tokens. Failure modes include misrouting, e.g., picking a small tier when the user really needs policy clauses, cold start when you have no labels yet, and distribution shift when your content or tasks change. The paper flags future work like adaptive budgets that flex mid-turn, online learning from feedback so routing improves over time, and extending to multimodal memory like screenshots or audio notes.
So put simply, you need examples of good versus bad memory picks, a neat chunking scheme with clear timestamps and sources, and you accept a tiny extra model call that can add milliseconds, and sometimes it will guess wrong, especially early on or if your content shifts. Mark, from the org side, what do teams have to set up to make this practical? Instrumentation, labeling, observability, rollout.
Start with instrumentation. Log every retrieval turn, chosen tier, per source allocations, selected chunk IDs, token counts, latency, and whether the user copied, edited, or asked a follow-up. For labels, you can bootstrap with weak signals, chunks the user clicks, cites, or that an LLM grader marks as helpful, then have SMEs review a small sampled set each week. Observability needs a why this context pane for users and an internal dashboard tracking retrieval precision, average tokens per turn, and misroutes by intent. Rollout-wise, run the router in shadow mode for a few days to compare against your current top K, then ramp to 10%, 50% with an easy fallback to a safe, small tier if anything spikes. Minimum discipline. Consistent chunk sizes, clean titles and timestamps, source tags like runbook versus chat, dedupe stale docs, and permission filters so the router can't leak restricted notes.
Great. Jamie, what do the authors report on results, metrics, baselines, and how controlled the setting was?
They evaluate in controlled, agent-like setups using conversation logs and document stores that mimic support and sales Q&A. Metrics cover retrieval relevance, precision recall, or NDCG, plus downstream task success and faithfulness via an LLM grader, and system metrics like tokens retrieved per turn, latency, and API cost. Against baselines such as naive cross-source top K, pure recency, and fixed one-size budgets, the query-aware budget tier routing yields higher relevance and task success while reducing context tokens. Latency stays flat or improves because there's less to stuff into the prompt. Ablations show both parts matter, the tier classifier and the per-source allocation. Caveat, most experiments are in controlled or simulated environments with curated logs, so real-world performance depends on your data quality and drift.
Translated, fewer irrelevant tokens, more first-try correct answers, and lower cost per query in tests that were tidy and controlled. Mark, what should teams realistically expect in production, and give us your closing thought from the field?
In production, expect smaller gains at first. The router needs a week or two of tuning and some metadata cleanup before it really pays off. You'll see steadier latency and a noticeable drop in context bloat on simple intents. Complex cross-domain questions improve once you add labels and tighten chunking. Watch for drift. New product launches or policy changes can throw routing off, so schedule regular evaluations and refresh the labels monthly. Big winners are teams with long-lived mixed memories. Chat, runbooks, tickets, contracts, and strict cost targets. If your use case is single shot with a tiny knowledge base, this is probably overkill. But for multi-domain assistance at scale, query-aware budget tier routing becomes the difference between neat demo and reliable, affordable ops.
Bottom line, this paper turns memory retrieval into a learned per-question switchboard that keeps agents relevant while staying inside hard token, time, and cost limits. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.